So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text number 4 and 5. This chapter is entitled Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Okay. By the way, Happy New Year. So I'll read text number 4 and we'll chant text number 5 together. And then we can discuss something from this verse in this purple, and hopefully use this as a lead-in to this new year. In the Vaishnava sense, the new year is actually Gaura Purnima, but we can use any excuse to focus our minds and our hearts in this adventure that we call Krishna consciousness. Okay, so I'll just read the full first. I'll just read the actual translation and then we'll chant number 5 together. So, text number 4. Upon seeing the deity of Lord Nrisimha in the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respectful obeisances by falling flat. Then in ecstatic love he performed various dances, chanted and offered prayers. Also, we'll stay 5 together. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, all glories to Lord Nrisimhadev, all glories to Nrisimhadev, all glories to Nrisimhadev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like a honeybee is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the Goddess of Fortune. Purple. The Goddess of Fortune is always embraced by Lord Nrisimhadev. This is mentioned in the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, written by the great commentator Srila Sridhar Swami. The following verse was composed by Sridhar Swami in his commentary on the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.87.1. Vagisha yasya vadane, Lakshmi yasya cha vakshashi. Yasyaste hridaye samvit tam nishimham aham bhaje. Lord Nrisimhadev is always assisted by Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and he is always embracing the goddess of fortune to his chest. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer obeisances unto Nrisimhadev. Similarly, in his commentary on the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1, Sridhar Swami describes Lord Nrisimhadev in this way. Prahlada Radaya Ladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sarad Indu Ruchim Vande Parindra Vadanam Harim. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the nescience that attacks the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again. Okay. Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Twamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we request the blessings and good wishes of all the devotees so that we can speak something on these verses. So, Lord Chaitanya is on his travels and he is arrived at a place known as Vijayada Nisimha. So he's at Simhachala. Simha means lion, Achala means hill. And this is a place where Prahlad Maharaj was thrown from the hill. So he's seeing this deity of Lord Nisimha in the temple. Prahlad Maharaj had actually asked the Lord to manifest in the form of this deity. And this particular deity, usually, at least for most of the year, the deity is covered with sandalwood paste. It's considered to keep it cool, to keep the Shingdev cool. Because if he gets too hot, usually there's trouble. I was just listening to something on this particular point yesterday. There's so much reason to be enthusiastic. There's so much reason to be enthusiastic as a devotee who's striving to follow in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, how do you deal with this dilemma? You have a gift that no one can afford. Okay? You have something, a gift that no one can afford. What do you do? Two options. The rational option is no one can afford it, therefore no one gets the gift. Make sense? Right? That's rational. Second option is a transcendental option. You have a gift, no one can afford the gift, therefore you give the gift to everyone. Welcome to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the whole mission, the whole endeavor runs on mercy. And it's very, very interesting, this whole pastime that plays out. Lord Chaitanya is on a tour. We're also on a tour. In fact, there are at least three types of devotees. Not everyone's on the tour, by the way. There are at least three types of devotees. And only one class is on the tour. If you examine carefully this Krishna consciousness movement, you'll find that there's a class of devotee for whom Krishna is part of their situation. So they're living their life. They've got many different compartments to their life. I have my job, I have my relationships, I have my family, I have my friends, I have my social scene. And there's one part, there's one compartment where Krishna's there also. So there's one class of devotee, Krishna is there, but he's there in one department within their life. Right? They do some Krishna consciousness, along with everything else that they do. Make sense? So you can say for that person, Krishna is part of their situation. He's part of the scene. He's there, in their sambandha, somewhere. Right? Just like sometimes you go into a devotee's house, and in the most remote room, that no one would ever go, there's a deity. Hidden away somewhere, you know. And they may even stumble upon it by accident themselves from time to time as well. Right? So Krishna's part of the sambandha. I was at this retreat. And I was speaking to one devotee. And I'd seen him over the years. And we were speaking. And I was speaking to him and just something came into my heart. Because he was asking a question. So, you know, how do you know this is real? You know, how do you know? I've been doing the Krishna consciousness for some time now. You know, and how do you know that it's actually working? And as I was listening to him, I could understand that there was something going on in his Krishna consciousness. I understood that actually his Krishna consciousness was in this first category. Krishna is somewhere in the scene. And so as we were speaking and we were talking about reciprocation, I was pointing out to him, this is why there's not so much reciprocation. This is why there are still so many doubts. Because your life has Krishna somewhere in there. And that has a different flavor. It's a different type of Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's the most basic type. So one person, Krishna's there somewhere. Second kind of devotee. Shatavada bijante mam gyana sukritino arjun. Four types of people, Krishna says, come to him. Those who are coming out of distress. Those who are after the Benjamins, right? They're after some money, some Lakshmi. Those who come out of curiosity. What are these guys doing? And the last type, those who come out of knowledge. This is a second type of devotee. For this type of devotee, Krishna is the means. Right? Just like, you know, you have a headache, you get the aspirin. Okay? You have an issue, and no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Krishna. That kind of life. So Krishna is a medium. Right? He's not the goal. I've got a distress. I've got a headache. Maybe we can go to Krishna, he can sort it out, right? I've got an exam. Maybe we can go to Krishna, he can sort it out. Right? I want to start my business and I want it to be successful. Maybe we can go to Krishna and he can sort it out for me. So Krishna here is the Abhideya. He's the means to something else. Okay, we have an issue, we need to sort it. We'll go to Krishna to sort out the issue that we have, to give us the goal that we want. So a second class of devotee fits into this category. Krishna is the medium or the means. Then you have Lord Chaitanya. Then you have the tour. What does it mean? The third type of devotee. Krishna isn't somewhere in their situation, nor is he the means by which they can achieve some other material outcome. There is a class of devotee for which Krishna is the goal. How do you know if you're in that category? One simple litmus test. You know that you're in that category if you're pursuing Krishna. You see? Material life is static. Spiritual life, Prabhupada says, is ecstatic. So, static spiritual life means I do my own thing and Krishna is a passive passenger. He's there somewhere. Yeah. You know, we come on Jamashtami as well. You know, I'm advanced, right? That kind of thing. He's there somewhere. But we're not trying to have that kind of spiritual life, ladies and gentlemen. What we're trying to do, the mission, this is where the mission really comes in. The mission means the mercy. The mission means the movement. There has to be movement. There has to be movement. That means you pursue Krishna. Our life is like a tour. And we are looking for one individual. And it's an individual that we will be looking for eternally. If you look at the writings of the Goswamis, that mood is always there. They're always in that mood in Vrindavan doing one thing. What are they doing? One thing only. They're always searching for Krishna. And in that mood of separation, feeling that I'm always seeking Krishna, they also have that mercy for other people who also they can understand this person is also in separation from Krishna. So how can I facilitate them so that they can come closer to Krishna? Three types of devotees. And even in our own spiritual life, sometimes we move between these categories. Sometimes Krishna's there in, you know, somewhere. Somewhere, he's in the house somewhere. possibly hidden away, but he's there somewhere, sometimes. Sometimes Krishna is the means to some other goal. But we want to be on tour. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to be searching for Krishna. Why? Eyotamam prapadyante. Everything works in this one way. Everything works by reciprocation. Every single relationship you have works by reciprocation. Every single effort you make works by reciprocation. Everything that you are is a result of reciprocation. Reciprocation, ladies and gentlemen, this is the law. This is the law. The law of existence. I was reminded by one of my God family about some point that was made by my spiritual master, Bhakti Tirthamraj. He says, you get out of Krishna consciousness what you put in. Isn't that interesting? You get out of Krishna consciousness, you get out what you put in. It's a very, very big point. Some people during a coronavirus period, they're swimming in it. They've made an investment beforehand. They invested in their life, their relationships, their service, their sadhana. So even when the world locks down, the spiritual world opens up. They have access, they have the key, they just continue to experience more of Krishna's mercy. Yayatamam prapadyante. For other people, it can be very, very challenging. Very, very challenging. It really depends upon us. When I was thinking about this and just meditating on this time of the year, I was trying to understand what's the message. I'm going to give this talk again later on today. The message, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're in the process, but we have to understand what that process is. You get out what you put in means that every single one of us, in order to progress in spiritual life, we have to remember the golden rule. The golden rule is this yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. We have our sadhana, we have our seva, and those are empowered by our sacrifice. In this 2022, in every moment of every aspect of our Krishna consciousness, we want to plant a seed in your consciousness. There's a big thing that happens in Krishna consciousness because words can mean many different things. So you hear words banded around, you have to go outside your comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone, how are you going to make progress, Prabhu? I was telling my God sister, sometimes I was hearing devotees saying that, and I was getting annoyed. As I was saying, they're talking about going outside their comfort zone. This person, I've been seeing him do the same type of service for the past 20 years. And he's telling me about going outside his comfort zone. He's doing exactly the same service, just with a different project. That's it. So it can mean different things to different people. Right? It can mean different things to different people. I remember the first time I went to Mayapur. There was a seminar on the Durekadambini. It was a magical time. So many sadhus. It was just intensely blissful. I remember sitting down in the seminar. One Prabhupada disciple, Sannyasi, and then the first thing he did was blasted the whole idea of going outside your comfort zone. That was the first thing he did. He just completely ripped into the idea. He said, it's nothing to do with your comfort zone whatsoever. He said, the issue is you do what your spiritual master wants. It's not whether you think it's easy or hard. It's whether it is pleasing to the Guru Parampara. Right? It was a very, very good point because he really clarified it. Right? You like it because it's easy or you like it because it's hard. It's not about you. Right? What does your spiritual master, what does Srila Prabhupada, what does Sri Sri Radha Shamasunda, Radha Gokula Nanda, what does Krishna want of us? That's what we're trying to get at. The doors to Vaikuntha open up when we actually fulfill the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these three types of devotees are there. Passive Krishna, he's there somewhere. I do my own thing, but he's there somewhere. Krishna as the medium, I got some material attachment. Maybe Krishna can help me to get what I want. Or we go on tour. We go on tour. Where is Krishna? And then everything that we have to do in pursuance of Krishna, that is our greatest fortune. The other thing on this point is that when we pursue Krishna, be ready for battle. Every single one of us, and I repeat this, every single one of us in this room, you and I, there are many things that unite us, but one of the things that unite every single one of us is we all have our own unique battle of Kurukshetra. Have you noticed that? We all have our unique set of challenges. Something that you may think is very easy to another devotee with different conditioning, different attachments, that same thing that you think is incredibly easy, to that particular devotee, that same thing is incredibly difficult. As long as we're neophytes, what does it mean to be a neophyte devotee? It means we're selfish and we lack empathy. And Prabhupada puts it very nicely, in a very tactful way, Atmavan Manyate Jagat, right? It's a very nice way. You know, everyone sees the world from their own perspective. It means you're selfish. Yeah, it means you have no sense of empathy for others because you cannot see beyond your own material conditioning. I find it easy. How come they're finding it difficult? Well, maybe that's because they're not you. Maybe. Just an idea. Something to think about. Right? We all have our unique battle of Kurukshetra. I want you to take a moment to think about that. It is so incredibly interesting that Krishna has a language with each and every one of us. There are no accidents. Why do you have the challenges that you have? And what is it that you're meant to change? What is it that we're meant to change about ourselves to pass our tests? This is what you really want to do. You want to understand in your life. You really want to understand in your life the KC. Right? What's the KC? The Krishna code. That's what you're looking for. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda. Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Shishi Gonitai Shila Prabhupada Tulsi Maharaj. Yeah. What you're looking to understand is the Krishna code. What you're looking to understand is, what are the tests that you're going to have to face? What do you need to change about yourself? What do we need to change about ourselves to pass those tests? And then our job is to work like crazy on ourselves, on our Krishna consciousness, so that when the test hits, we are able to pass. It's such an important point. We all have our own unique battle of Kurukshetra. Yeah. I was reflecting on my own life and I just saw there were certain patterns and they just kept happening. And I thought, how many times do I experience the same challenge? Same challenge. Even the same challenge before I became a devotee. It was what to speak of as a devotee. I was thinking, dude, what is going on here? Yeah, and then I was speaking to one devotee yesterday, and they reminded me, because there's a process in the scripture. The Goswamis write about this, incredibly interesting, Shastra Yukti, right? So there's a logic to the scripture. Yasya Devi Para Praktir Yata Devi Tata Guru Tasyeti Kartata Hyata Prakashante Mahatmanaha. There's this statement that to one who has implicit faith in who? In Guru and Krishna. To that person, all the imports of the Shastra are revealed. And that's really important. Right? I remember, because I'm sometimes involved in controversy, I remember I was giving a class and I could see some devotees like, you know, where did he get that from? I've heard that before. Where's that from? Where's that from in scripture? And I remember thinking, yeah, this is absolutely correct. Well, I said it's correct. Yeah. But it wasn't written down. But it's still correct. Why? Because there's also an import to the scripture. Right? The scripture, there is a statement of the scriptures. There's also the logical conclusion of that particular statement. So many examples. 8th canto, chapter 2, text number 30, in the purple. Prabhupada is speaking about Gajendra. He says, because his body became weak, therefore his mind also became weak. And his senses became weak, right? So if you look at that particular statement by Prabhupada, Prabhupada is saying that when you become physically weak, what happens to your body? Anyone? Sorry? Yeah, exactly, right? It's a natural inference. So this Shastra Yukti is used by the Goswami sometimes. It's definitely used by Prabhupada. The inference. What is that scriptural statement implying or inferring or indicating, etc.? So there's the level of the teaching. So we have the horizontal scriptural analysis. You read so many verses. Fantastic. Then you have the vertical analysis. So the statements of the scripture, they have their own sambandha. So what's the context in which that statement is given? Sambandha. Then there's the call to action. What is that scriptural statement telling you to do? Abhideya. And then you have the prayojana. Why is it saying that you should do this? This will become increasingly important over time. Why? Because unless you understand all levels, you don't know how to apply the teaching. You see? Unless you understand what's the context, what is the call to action, and why is it being said? Why is the scripture saying that you should do this? Because unless you know these three levels, you can't then start to see, okay, does it apply to me? Does it not apply to me? Does it apply to me at this point in my spiritual life? But at another point, it's not important. Right? There's a real science to this. A real science to application. And it happens again and again that we have great philosophy, terrible application. Terrible application. To the point that people misapplying it, it becomes like an art form. How badly can you apply Prabhupada's teachings? Right? Right? How much can you mess your life up with Krishna consciousness? And then, of course, Krishna will get the blame. It's not Krishna. It's our application. When we try to apply the teachings, when we try to make Krishna the goal, one other thing comes up. And that's mentioned here. This is the last verse that's quoted in this purport. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the nescience that attacks the devotees. Anyone ever had any attack of nescience in Krishna consciousness? Okay, right, like that. So that's part of the battle of Kukshetra. The nescience will attack. It's like, okay, how badly do you want to leave the material energy? How badly do you want Krishna? That's the question. I want Krishna? Okay, we get that. You hear, you're in front of the deities, you're wearing tea like you do something in Krishna consciousness. That's not the question, ladies and gentlemen. The question isn't whether you want Krishna. Right? The question is, how badly do you want Krishna? Huh? So we're in a competition. Because what happens is, at one point you get some Krishna consciousness, but at different points you're offered Krishna, but you're also offered something else. Like, you know, I know you want Krishna, but it's a Ferrari. Right? I know you want Krishna, but look at that. There's an opportunity to do this instead. The question isn't whether you want Krishna. Anyone with a little bit of intelligence wants Krishna. Any devotee with some brain cells wants Krishna. That's not the question, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, how badly do you want Krishna? How badly do you want this relationship? And as much as you want it, as much as you're prepared to give for that relationship, that's how much Krishna is going to enter into our consciousness. So again, I want you to think about this point of sacrifice. It's easy to get into Krishna consciousness now the proper use of comfort zone. The proper use of comfort zone is it's easy to get into Krishna consciousness where I want Krishna, but I want everything else at the same time equally. right? Therefore, Krishna becomes one option in your life. He's another, you know, another deity on the shelf. I remember we went to some program many years ago. It was Dave and Rita Marge. He said, I was visiting some person, right? And on their shelf, on the altar, right? So the Krishna was there, right? But it was Krishna, Shiva, Brahma, everyone was there, right? Gandhi, everyone was there, right? They were just hedging their bets, right? We're not sure who's the supreme. Let's play it safe. Let's get them all on board, right? We can do puja to all of them. So this is the point. We have to be prepared to give something up. Our process is the process of Sankirtana. Sankirtan Yajna. This is our weapon. And this is also the psychology of a mature individual and the psychology of a mature devotee. A mature individual knows you don't get anything for nothing. We get out what we put in. So our 2020, however you want to call it, we have these moments, these precious moments that we can choose how to invest those moments. And what you've become so far in your life is actually the investment that you've made. It's the sacrifices you've made, actually. You see, any devotee, what they are now is due to the sacrifices that they made in order to experience Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is what? It's the joy of sacrifice. When you love someone, you're prepared not just to do something for someone. You're prepared to give up something for someone. Love means sacrifice. That's what love means. And in that way, we go outside the comfort zone. This is a transmutation, the transformation, the giving up of a lower thing for something higher. Param dritva nivatate. And as we strive to do this, we also need protection. Why do we even pray to Lord Nrisimhadev? In this verse in purport, so much has been mentioned about Lord Nrisimhadev, but we worship the original form of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. Ete chamsa kalau pumsa Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. There are so many incarnations. But this Krishna, if you look at him on the altar, he's not an incarnation. He's Bhagavan Swayam, the most beautiful form of the Lord, with his eternal consort, and they're always together. So what need is there for us to worship Lord Nrisimhadev? So Prabhupada says in one place, it's always the mood of a devotee to take shelter. That's one point. Another point that's mentioned is that actually, what's the point that's there? Yeah. So different incarnations of the Lord, they have different moods, they have different bhavas. So when Krishna is in the form of Nrisimhadev, he's particularly inclined to give what? To give protection. He can give protection as Krishna, absolutely. But he's particularly inclined when he's in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev. There's so many interesting things about Nrisimhadev. I was reading The Embankment of Separation by Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He's talking about how each incarnation of the Lord has a certain greed, a certain lolium. So, after Nrisimhadev has killed Hiranyakashipu, he has Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. And they're both experiencing this ecstatic prema, Vatsalya prema. Okay, that mood, that parental mood is there between Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev. But Nrisimhadev becomes aware of something. He's aware that this Vatsalya prema, Prahlad Maharaj is experiencing greater ecstasy than I am. Because I'm in that parental mood, he's in that mood of taking shelter of that parental mood. So his Vatsalya prema is superior to mine. So Gaur Govinda Maharaj explains in Embankment of Separation that from that point onwards, every incarnation of Krishna that comes, whenever he comes with parents. Nisshingadev appeared from a column, but every incarnation of God that appeared after Nisshingadev, he comes with his own parents. So he can also experience that prema, that vatsalya prema, but in the sense of being the sheltered in that sense. No. So many wonderful things are there. Let's see. What time is class meant to end? 8:30? Oh, okay. 8:30. Okay, so maybe it's almost 8:30. We should stop there. But I'll summarize before we stop. So, don't worry too much about 2022. Yeah? Yeah. Everyone gives a class on New Year's Day and they'll talk about... forget about 2022. Forget about it. Don't worry so much about that. Think more about sacrifice. Think more about where are we as a devotee? Is Krishna in my sambandha? Is he just there amongst the other things? Is Krishna my abhideya? Is he the means by which I can get some other material outcome? Or is Krishna my prayojana? Is he my goal? And how do I know that he's my goal? I'm pursuing Krishna. I'm not practicing Krishna consciousness. Krishna isn't passively there. I'm running after Krishna. Hey Radhe Vrajadevike, hey Nanda Sunokutaha. That's the mood. Where is Krishna? How can I pursue Krishna? And in order to pursue Krishna, along with the sadhana, along with the seva, there must be yajna, sacrifice. So try to see, how do I engage like that? How do I give up something of a lower quality? Okay, you're not giving up the good stuff. Don't worry about that. What are we giving up? We're giving up suffering. We're giving up our anattas. We're giving up wasting time and energy. So this devotee who I was speaking to, I could understand the reason why he doesn't have this much reciprocation is because Krishna is not his prayojana. And I told him that. Actually, he reached that conclusion. I said, yeah, to be honest, I got that sense when I was speaking to you that you're not pursuing Krishna. Krishna is just something that you do along the side. And due to that mentality, therefore, you don't get the same level of reciprocation and realization because that's the law. Yayatamam prapadyante. As all surrender unto me, Krishna says, I will reward them accordingly. So now in 2022, January the 1st, but at every moment, we have to claim our gift. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, life is short. It's very, very short. But that's not a problem. Your life can be blissful and ecstatic. Easily. It can be blissful and ecstatic simply by a clever and intelligent application of Krishna consciousness in your life. You should associate with the devotees who are going to give you the best return on your Krishna conscious investment. Right? There's so many devotees to associate with. Some devotees, to be honest, can even be a bit flaky. Have you noticed that? Yeah. No one wants to say it. That's why it's a bit of a hush. But you know it. That doesn't make them bad. We want to be so strong that we can bring everyone up. But wherever possible, invest your time wisely. I was remembering, I think it came up recently in a class, this devotees who are like-minded, now pay attention to this, it's not a small thing, who are like-minded, affectionate, exalted. Right? Just take a moment and think back to your own Krishna conscious journey. How much our Krishna conscious life would be different if we actually followed what the scripture says. Not our sentiment, but what the actual teaching actually says. Affectionate, like-minded, exalted association. Isn't that interesting? The opportunity is always with us. The opportunity is always with us. And I can promise you, the deities are there, we can promise you. If we do this properly, every day, every moment, there'll be so much ecstasy, you won't know what to do with yourself. Because Krishna consciousness does work. That is an absolute guarantee. The process really does work. And to say we're fortunate is an understatement. It's just crazy. In this lifetime, the gift that no one can afford, it's been given to everyone. Now the question is, what do you do with the gift? Okay. We'll stop there. Because I have kept true to my tradition of going over time. And that's good. I haven't broken the chain yet. Do we have time for questions? Yes? Okay. Any questions?
Well, thank you, Prabhu. Very nice, deep class, and plenty of things to reflect on. And my question is, you talk about individuals who may be attached to different deities, or they may have on the altar Shiva, Lord Krishna, and Gandhi.
Yeah, Shiva, Krishna, Shiva, Vishnu, Gandhi, Nehru. It was all there. Yeah.
So, because we can understand that for some individuals, there may be some attachment there, from previous lives,
mm-hmm.
many, many lifetimes maybe. Yeah. For example, a Shivite might probably worship in Lord Shiva for many lifetimes. And now this individual is in this life and is encountering Krishna consciousness. And so he doesn't know what to do exactly, because there's so many impressions in his subconscious mind for that particular deity.
Yeah.
So now, what advice would you give? Because sometimes it might be quite difficult for that person and confusing. It's a challenge.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer. Not just a firm believer. I've seen it's all about stuff. We have to be truly personal. We have to connect with people where they actually are. Unless we pick them up where they are, you can't take anyone anywhere. You know? So the first thing is understanding the nature of their attachment. Because Shiva, we worship Shiva as devotees. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. We know he's the topmost worshipper of Krishna, of Vishnu. That's not a problem. It's a conception. That's when it gets difficult. If the conception is that Shiva is on the same level as Krishna, no, then that's wrong. But if it's we understand he's a great devotee of Krishna, and one is praying to him in that particular understanding, absolutely no problem. But we have to start where we are. So when we're dealing with people, we have to see where are they. And therefore, preaching entails personalism. I'm reading, it's riveting, I'll be honest with you. I'm reading Giriraj Maharaj's I'll Build You a Temple. It's the Juhu story, right? So the devotees are being cheated by Mr. Nair. It's incredible. And I remember Tamal Krishnamurti speaking about how Prabhupada, because they got cheated, they drafted a new contract, and then what happened was Mr. Nair's solicitors were actually working secretly with the solicitors that we had, right? So they were giving the wrong advice to the devotees. And basically, Tamal Krishnamurti was basically manipulated to actually let the contract run out. So he told Prabhupada very proudly, "Prabhupada, it's okay, you know, we've let the contract run out." And Prabhupada just hung up. That was it. He just heard a click, phone went down. Right? And then I know for a year, Prabhupada called Tamal Krishnamurti in and would point to everyone and say, "This is my disciple, Tamal, he's a fool. He is full, this foolish disciple of mine, for over a year, you know? It's intense. Anyway, the point is that they were doing the preaching in Juhu, and part of it was really about connecting with people and understanding where people are, building the relationships with people, and it was phenomenally successful for that reason. So when it comes to how do we help people, there's not one answer, to be honest with you. You're able to help people according to your relationship with them. Again, yayatamam prapadyante. They're going to reciprocate with you according to that relationship. Do they trust you? Huh? Right? If they trust you, there's more you can actually say to them. Right? Can they hear from you? According to how they can hear. So sometimes it's not even a question of saying something to them about that issue. Sometimes the first thing to do is, let us just build a relationship with this individual. Huh? I can see that they're attached to these things. Okay. Let me build a relationship, because if I build a relationship, then they can hear from me. Then if I say the same thing that I will tell them at the beginning, if I say it 2 weeks down the line, suddenly, yes, I understand what you're saying and I'm going to give it up. Interesting. Yeah? So does that answer your question? I'd say it's all about the relationship. You should be intelligent enough to know what you can actually tell them and what they can take according to the relationship. Because a relationship allows you to have the sensitivity. Through the medium of relationship, I can understand, okay, if I tell them, they can hear it, you know? Or if I tell them, they won't be able to take that. And not only will they not be able to take it, but they'll think, you know what, these people are against me and they're against my tradition. Therefore, not only will they not be able to hear that point, they won't be able to hear anything, which is even worse. Okay, so it's through the relationship that we understand how much and when we can give. Make sense? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Can we pass the microphone?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the class. Prabhu, I was just reflecting on your point when you said how badly we want Krishna. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, talking about myself, sometimes I feel that most of the time, rather, I would say, I feel that Krishna is so, you know, inaccessible, in the sense that I really don't understand, you know, who Krishna is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we read about him, we hear about him, you know. Prabhupada says he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to be really actually accepting that, I personally find it. And then I think about it and I feel that even if I can understand a pure devotee of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, I would feel, okay, my life is still worthwhile, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, how do I really overcome this challenge where, you know, Krishna is like, he's there, we know he's there for us, you know. There are moments in our life where we can feel the divine hand, we feel the presence.
Yeah.
But still, you know, that whole feeling of how badly we want Krishna just doesn't come up.
Okay. I will say to you, it will come. It will come, even if it seems, and sometimes you may not feel that it's there, but it's still there. You see? The other thing I'd say is, you should pray to Krishna. We should always pray to Krishna. You can have a dialogue with Krishna 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can always be in your mind, this Manmana Bhava Madbhakto. You can always be speaking to Krishna. Krishna, why is this happening? What are you trying to teach me? We can pray like that. Krishna, you know, how do I improve? Krishna, you know, what can I change? So, you know, how do I develop the strength to really pursue you? I've got all these attachments. Can you help me with them, please? If anyone can help us, it's Krishna. And he's there 24 hours a day. Other people may come and go, right? Material body, grow old, etc. Things will come and go. People may come and go. But Krishna is there within you, within your heart, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I would say, have this dialogue with Krishna all the time. And honestly, if you do that, you'll be surprised what happens. You'll be amazed what happens. Because we have not been cheated by Prabhupada. It's 100% guaranteed. We've not been cheated by Prabhupada. Krishna's here. Prabhupada is here. The acharyas are present. It's all true. What's been written is actually a fact. It's actually true. We have to take advantage of it, though. More. And so also, along with that, try different things. Speak to your mentors, your shiksha gurus. Ask, how can I progress? What can I do differently? What can I do more of or less of? What can I do better in order to become more Krishna conscious? Speak to your shiksha gurus. Speak to your elders. Pray. Not just pray. Cry. Yeah? Have that understanding that Krishna's there. And if you really want it, it's not a lukewarm thing. Yeah, Krishna, yeah, it'd be nice to know you a bit more. No, not like that. It has to be an intense, Krishna, I really, really want to know you. What do I need to change, right? And even if you get revelation about what you need to change and you struggle to change it, no worries. Then you ask Krishna, how do I change it? I know I need to change this, but I struggle. Please help me to make that change, right? I remember with Ayendra Prabhu. So he wanted a certain realization, And so he was prepared to fast until Krishna gave him a certain realization. And so at a certain point, he got the realization. Because he's just like, all right, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to drink anything until I get this revelation. And so at a certain point, it's like, dude, all right, calm down. We'll let you, all right, I understand what you want. Here's the answer. Right? You'd be surprised how much is available. Trust me. You'd be surprised how much is available. Keep going in good association. Ask those questions, right? And don't worry. It will be given. It will be given at the right time, but it's all available to you, right? Every single sincere devotee, you have access to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means you have access to everything. Huh? Yeah, but Krishna has his own timeline. That's the only one thing I'll point out. So don't be disheartened if you don't necessarily get the answer you want or don't get the answer that you want when you want, right? Because when you're asking Krishna to do something or to reveal something, you know, to help you, he will do it, but he will do it according to his timetable. Yeah, and if we expect it according to our timetable and then it doesn't happen, we feel bad. But actually, sometimes Krishna deliberately makes us wait. Why? Because it intensifies the desire to achieve him. Huh? That's the point. So sometimes you're asking for something, you ask for strength, Krishna gives you challenges. You say, Krishna, I wanted challenges. He said, yeah. So you said, actually, you ask for strength, Krishna gives you challenges. You're like, Krishna, I asked for strength. I didn't ask for challenges here. I gave you challenges because they'll make you strong. Right? So he's going to give it to you, but not necessarily in the way that you expect. And I think we've all had some experience like that too. Okay? So that's why it is an adventure. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's on tour. You're also on tour. Okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Do we have time for one more? Do we have time for one more question? Okay, I think the Mataji. Is what you get out.
That is the point here. It depends on individuals, how much you put in your spiritual life. But that karma, your karma is not. So it's many lifetimes.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's exactly the point. But you should make an intelligent investment. Some devotees, they put a lot of effort in, and it's not necessarily done wisely. So part of the effort is to also do it wisely, right? So use your energy, time, energy, capability, all of it, but use it, do it wisely. Right? There are many devotees who will make a lot more progress even without putting more effort, but it's the nature of how they put the effort in. Right? That's the point, and it will make a huge difference. Okay, anyway, we'll stop there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Janitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.